For the past few days, calls to defund police departments have grown out of the protests against the death of George Floyd. In Madison last night, demonstrators painted defund the police in giant yellow letters on Martin Luther King Boulevard leading up to the Capitol building. In Milwaukee, activists are demanding a 10% cut to the police department budget. And in Minneapolis, where Floyd died while being arrested on Memorial Day, a majority of the city council say they support disbanding the entire department and coming up with a new way to approach public safety. Here's Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender at a rally Sunday afternoon.
Our commitment is to end our city's toxic relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department, to end policing as we know it, and to recreate systems of public safety that actually keep us safe.
But Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says he's opposed to abolishing the department. Jacqueline Helfgott is a professor in the Criminal Justice Department and director of the Crime and Justice Research Center at Seattle University. Jacqueline, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, people have had a wide range of calls in response to the police departments lately, anything from small reforms to, it sounds like, complete abolition. Let's start at that end. If people are meaning literally to defund the police department, what do you make of those calls?
Well, I think people mean different things when they say defund the police departments. I think we all owe George Floyd's family and every Black American and person of color who has to fear the police an apology and a promise that law enforcement in the United States will never again be the same as it was the day before George Floyd was killed by police. But at the same time, I think a lot of major reforms have been underway in the law enforcement for many years. Police culture is changing, and we need the police. So, you know, we have many reforms underway. We have a movement here in Washington State, the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission. Sue Rahr, the executive director of the Training Commission, who was on Barack Obama's task force on 21st century policing, has been working since 2012 to replace warrior-oriented training with guardian-oriented training in the Basic Law Enforcement Academy in Washington State. Seattle Police Department has been under consent decree since 2012, has made enormous strides in terms of accountability processes, use of force policies and implementation of crisis intervention training, including having police officers and social workers, mental health professionals go out to see to crisis calls. So a lot of work has been underway for many years. That is directly in line with what many proponents of the defunding the police movement have been arguing for. So a lot of that is already underway. I would argue that much of what is already being done in policing is directly in line with much of those who are calling for defunding the police. Much of that is already in place. I would also say that we need the police. The police are first responders to a broad range of public safety issues and serious crime. And there's a lot that's broken in all areas of society, in all different institutions in society, and education and health and social services. And a lot, all of that goes to, gets, I don't want to say dumped, but the police end up being first responders to all of that. So crime will not end if we abolish or defund the police. And if we do defund the police, we're going to have a situation where there's going to be delayed response to 911 calls. There'll be fewer police on the streets. And ultimately, it's going to negatively impact marginalized people who, you're going to have neighborhoods where people in wealthier neighborhoods will hire private security, which they're already doing in many neighborhoods. And the poorer neighborhoods will have to fend for themselves even more than they've already had to. And all of that has the potential to increase fear of crime, have an impact on crime victims and communities, especially communities of color, even more so than it's already been the case.
One argument that I've heard that's a little more nuanced and harder to sum up in a slogan is the idea that we are dumping too many things on police departments. And I think I've seen suggestions in Minneapolis. Can we change things so that police mainly are dealing with crime prevention and reaction and take some of those other things, mental health, homelessness, and try to have our, or their, in that case, emergency response system be something other than police departments? Is that something you've seen tried or experimented with?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, so let me back up and say one of the issues I have with the defunding the police argument is that it's compartmentalizing these different agencies. What I have seen here in Seattle is police, public safety, medical services, social workers, mental health, you know, working together to holistically address problems in the community. And that's the part of policing that I feel like a lot of people, when they hear the word police, they think of, and of course the images we see, these militaristic images, that's what many people think of when they think of the police. But if you really work with the police, I've worked, you know, in with police agencies and, you know, many different capacities, doing research, serving on committees. If you really see what's being done in many communities, it's not all about militaristic fronting and policing. And there's many within police agencies who are trying to change that. So to answer your question, you know, I think we're in a place where we can build on existing reforms and build police agencies in ways that are restorative and holistic and community driven and that have accountability processes in place, which is what the defunding police proponents are asking for. You know, my take on it would be, no, let's not defund the police. Let's build on the reforms that many have been working very hard on in many communities and many police agencies. Let's build on that. Let's change the way policing is done so policing is never the same as it was the day before George Floyd was killed by police. But let's build on the reforms that we already have in place, many of which were outlined in Obama's task force on 21st century policing. You know, much of that is being done in different agencies around the country. Is it being done in every agency in the country? Does it need to be done in a way that we make sure that all police agencies are doing these things? Yes, we're nowhere near where we need to be, but let's build on reforms that we already have in place.
Talking to Jacqueline Helfgott, professor of criminal justice at Seattle University, looking at calls for changes in American policing. One of our producers, Rachel Vasquez, reported on demonstrators in Madison last night. She talked with a woman named Sakara Wages. She says she supports defunding the police, but shifting those resources to other places. Here's a listen.
Housing is a major issue here. Like, it is so expensive to live in Madison. So I'd like to see some sort of subsidies there. I'd like to see investments in mental health, decolonize mental health. I'd like to see just community services in general, because the police have become social workers with guns, right? So why not invest into the community and answer some of the needs that need to be met?
So the idea, investing in other things that, in theory, would hopefully prevent crime in the first place. What do you make of that call, Jacqueline?
Well, I think that's, you know, we do need more resources going into mental health and social services and housing. Most definitely we need that. The only thing I would not agree with is that we need to take money away from the police to put into those other components of the system. I think we need the police as public safety partners with all of these different institutions and elements of society and communities. And yes, we need more money for housing and education, and we need to reduce disparities in all of those different areas. So yes, let's re-envision the way policing is done, but police are going to be the first responders. And they're going to be still dealing with those issues, but let's do it in a way that includes them, doesn't take away their resources to put into these other places, but let's figure out a way that everyone can come to the table to address these injustices and disparities and change the way justice is done more holistically.
Jacqueline, I'm going to wrap up giving you just 30 seconds for a big question. You mentioned consent decrees. The Trump administration publicly pulled back from a lot of those with the departments around the country. Do you think those were or should be a bigger tool in our toolkit?
I think they are a tool. I mean, they have helped create major reforms in police agencies. And, you know, we need some kind of oversight to help make those changes in different police agencies across the country. You know, there's a lot that still needs to be done. Not all agencies have made the reforms that those agencies that have been under consent decrees have made. So we need some mechanism in order to make sure policing changes everywhere in every jurisdiction across the country.
Jacqueline, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jacqueline Helfgott, professor in the Criminal Justice Department and director of the Crime and Justice Research Center at Seattle University. We talked with her about the push to defund and in some cases abolish police departments, a wide variety of messages coming from protesters and politicians when it comes to reforming police departments. You can share your thoughts with us on those issues. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can always tweet us at Central Time WPR.